Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we will seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasures. Today, I want to talk to you about lessons from a sunflower. This spring, my husband planted sunflower seeds in our front flower bed. And little did I know, God would use those seeds to teach me something powerful. I feel like I should give you a little bit of a backstory here. My husband is super talented and has an amazing green thumb. And one thing he's always spoiled me with is growing me beautiful plants and flowers so that I can enjoy them anytime that I want to. I'm not one that likes a guy to go out and buy me expensive flowers from the flower shop. I think that they're too pricey and they die too quickly. So for years, my husband has been spoiling me by growing me my own flowers and plants. Like he does every year, he tidied up the yard and started planting. And then one afternoon, when we were talking, he said, "Hey, you're going to see some stuff popping up in this front flower bed. They're not weeds. I planted you sunflowers, but I need to stress to you, they are not weeds." Now, why would he need to stress this to me? Well, I actually am very OCD. And I do not like anything that is not tidy and neat and in order. And he knew that those weeds were going to drive me crazy. The idea of weeds sitting in our front flower bed for everyone to see stressed me out. And I wasn't the only one. Our older son has private duty nurses. And as they started to see the weeds in the flower bed, they kept asking me questions like, "What's going on in that flower bed? Are y'all growing something new?" All we could see were the weeds. But my sweet husband kept saying, "Be patient." Week after week, I only grew more impatient. Until finally, that wonderful moment arrived when the first sunflower bloomed. And I found myself captivated by how it followed the sun from morning to evening, day after day. I kept waiting for the others to catch up, to stop looking so wild and out of place. As more sunflowers began to bloom, we laughed about how I had doubted that they would even grow at all. And the nurses chimed in and would laugh about how they didn't understand what was going on with the weeds either. Actually, it was pretty comical because one of them had to admit that they had been pulling them and throwing them away as they would leave from their shift, thinking they were doing us a favor until they realized what they were. You see, those tall, awkward stalks had just kept reaching higher and higher with no buds in sight, and all we could see were weeds. It was in that moment God revealed something powerful to me. Something I want to share with you. First, what looks like a weed to others is often misunderstood potential. They don't yet see what's to come. Second, sunflowers grow tall, stretching toward the sky as they move into their full beauty. They don't rush. Growth takes time. And third, throughout the day, sunflowers follow the sun. They stay fixated on their source. These truths took me on a scripture adventure, and here's what I found. First, Genesis 1, 26 through 27 reminds us we are created in the image of God. That alone should give us confidence. But let's be honest, judgment from others and ourselves can cloud that truth. I know it does for me. Some people only ever see the weeds in others. But hear this, you are made in the image of the King of Kings. You were bought with a price and brought into right standing as part of a royal nation. If you're doubting that today, I encourage you to reflect on 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Your old life is no longer your identity. Turn from it. Walk in the goodness and glory of God. And remember 1 Peter 2:9. You see, rejection may not vanish overnight, but we can still walk in truth. Like the sunflower, our gardener knows our purpose and identity. So, how do we live that out? Matthew 6:33 gives us the answer. Seek first the kingdom of God. Just like the sunflower reaches for the sky, we too can look to the heavens and find all we need in Him. And finally, Hebrews 12:2 says to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. As we run this race, we do it by keeping our gaze on Him. He's the one who began our faith journey, and He's the one who will complete it. Just like sunflowers follow the sun all day long, may we follow the sun, our true source of life and beauty. Let's pray together. Abba, thank you for being the source of our beauty and for the gift you've given us in Jesus. Help us reach toward the heavens like sunflowers, growing in your love and radiating your grace and goodness in the world. Amen. I hope to see you on the next adventure.